Daily Word. Zechariah said, "Praise be to the Lord, God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets long ago." Luke 1:68-70. Thoughts on today's verse. What God does in Jesus is not a surprise. Yes, it was unexpected, but the hints and prophecies of his coming are found all over the Old Testament. The holy prophets had spoken about it long ago. But more than the prophets, Jesus' coming is God keeping his word. Jesus' coming is God's answer to his promises. That's why Paul can say that all God's promises find their yes in Jesus, and it is through Jesus that the Amen is spoken. 2 Cor. 1. In Jesus, God comes, God ministers, God cares, God saves, God redeems, and God keeps his promises. My prayer. I thank you, Holy Father, that you keep your promises. I know I don't have to worry that you will keep your word to me. Your love, character, and kindness guarantee that you will. So please help me be more faithful to you as I seek to honor my commitments and pledges to you. I know this is important to you not only because I need to learn obedience, but I also need to develop a character more consistent with your own. Thank you for hearing my heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.